The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. Kelly Midland is in the house as well. Still to come this hour, our buddy Matt Brown. Oh, the old band's back together for primetime action. Of course, he is with the final countdown now. Stormy Bonnetoni and Matt Brown. Have you caught their show? It's awesome.
Oh, of course, every day.
Love those two.
Maybe not the whole thing, but I catch at least some of it every day.
At least some of it, yeah. Okay, you know, you're not required to listen a full hour. Matt Brown will join us. He's got his football plays of the weekend. And Adam Burke, our own Adam Burke, to talk college and pro football with us also in studio. Oh, and Kelly, we got to give our picks as well.
That's right.
Our picks that we hate this weekend.
Picks with super high confidence level.
This is the first weekend, though, of the year where I felt this way. I've been, like, super-duper confident every week. Now I'm like,
It's also a week where I played a bunch of openers that as the week played out, you're like, I just don't like this as much anymore.
Oh, your Giants play, for instance?
Yeah, like that one. Like 6.5 with the Giants.
All right, you ready to move some global markets? You ready to do that?
Do it.
All right, Michael Craig joins us from Right Angle Sports, everybody. Oh, Michael Craig. How you doing, man? You good?
I'm doing well. How about you, Gil?
Doing great. You can follow Michael at MJC25. I'm sorry. Say again.
Around here and everything.
All right. MJC257 for Michael, by the way. Right Angle Sports, more specifically at RAS Picks. Now, Michael, you've been kind enough. First of all, how's your college basketball season gone so far? Less than a week. How's it been?
We're 13-8 on releases, so 62%, 61.9. So started out pretty well. Like we talked about before when I've been on, like, November's typically our best time of year, so it's gone pretty well so far.
And you guys have, like, completely, you stop betting college football and you do all college basketball.
I haven't even looked at a college football game this week.
It's amazing.
I couldn't tell you what's going on.
That's amazing. Okay, so this is how this works. For those of you who are new to this process with Michael and with Right Angle, he's going to give us a rotation number and a side or a total associated with that rotation number. You're going to add that bet to your bet slip, but don't bet it yet. We'll give you 30 seconds for you to add that, find the bet, and then add it to your bet slip. And then Michael's going to say either go or cancel. If he says go, that means you make the bet. But if he says cancel, it's not a bet, and your task, or not your task, but then you are to remove that from your bet slip. And then we'll do it again. He'll give another rotation number associated with a side or a total. He may say cancel again. We could do this for hours until he finally says go. But once he says go, then it's a bet. And the reason you do it this way, Michael, is, for those who don't know?
Just so everybody's coordinated betting-wise and we're all betting at the same time. Just another reminder, like Chris, so Sports 411, Pinnacle, Bet Online, those are off limits because one bet there will move that site. So we're trying to get – just trying to allow as many subscribers as possible to get the line we're releasing at, so that's the reason for the coordination.
Okay. You ready to start? You ready to give the rotation number here?
Sure.
All right. Go ahead. What is it?
Well, let me see. I sent it to you earlier.
Oh, do you want me to say it? I can. There it is.
666 Northern Iowa, Richmond, under 137.
Okay, so now don't everybody just bet it yet. Get 666 Northern Iowa and Richmond under 137 into your bet slip. We'll give you some time. I'm doing it as we speak as well, so I don't want to game the game either. So 666 Northern Iowa, Richmond, under 137. Don't bet it yet. Just have it prepared.
It is fun with college basketball, though, how many different numbers you can find on these games.
Oh, dude.
You and I don't do this very often.
No. By the way, I'm glad it's a Friday, because if it was another kind of day, like, people would need a minute to find the rotation number also. So many games.
Mm-hmm. 76 games today, something like 70-something games today. So it's a rare Friday.
Yeah. We have tournaments and stuff. Usually it's like Harvard or Cornell or that kind of thing on a Friday. Okay. 666. You ready?
Yeah. This is going to be a cancel.
Oh, cancel. How many people do you think went ahead and bet it anyway? Cancel. It's not a bet.
I don't have the screen up, so I don't know, but it's usually easy to tell.
Okay. You can tell. By the way, this will move like a Christmas tree once he has a go. Okay, that's a cancel. Let's do it again. What's your next one?
Next one is 640, Michigan State, Gonzaga, under 147.
640, Michigan State Gonzaga under 147. Okay. Everybody find that. Put it in your bet slip. Kelly, you got yours?
Got it.
I got mine. Let's give people a little more time. Again, it's 640, Michigan State Gonzaga under 147. Michael, you ready to do this?
Yeah, let's give it another 15 seconds or so. But
give him another 15 seconds. You want to give him 15 seconds?
The official procedure is 30 seconds, Gil. Okay. Right. Got to give everybody time.
Apologize.
Load it up.
I didn't have my stopwatch.
Some people live here in Nevada like us. You gotta re-log into apps 17 times, turn off Wi-Fi, turn on Wi-Fi. All right.
This one's a go.
Go.
Go ahead and this one.
Go. Hit it. That's a go, everybody. Under 147, Michigan State Gonzaga 640. And watch the Christmas tree go. Now, as we do that, and we'll get back to that, let's have the explanation as to why you like this play here, Michael, and why it is a play.
So this game's on a boat, and that's the unique thing here. So if you're just a math guy who didn't know this game was on a boat, you probably think this is a crazy play because math's going to tell you mid-150s for this. But there hasn't been many games played on boats in the past, but just a few stats here. Let me look down here. I got some – I never do notes, but I did for this one. So 2011, Michigan State, UNC, closed 136, landed on 122. 2012, Syracuse, San Diego State combined for 111. There was a Florida Georgetown game called at the half due to slippery floor conditions. And then we had a quote from Tom Izzo that we found yesterday. He said it was windier than expected and shots weren't flying straight towards their targets. So that's a pretty alarming quote, obviously.
Yeah, that could be bad with basketball.
Wait, repeat that again. What was the quote?
It was windier than expected, and shots weren't flying straight towards their targets.
Windier than expected. Man.
So, I just think, I mean, it'd be shocking to see 160 points. If there's 130 here, I wouldn't be surprised whatsoever. Just a total subjective play. It's kind of like I compared it actually to like the option angle in college football where when two option teams play, it just always seems to go under. I don't know what the stats are on that off the top of my head, but you saw a game like that last week. I think it was Army and Air Force. Math would have had that in, I don't know, probably low to mid, probably mid-50s actually, 54, 55-ish. They put the line up at 40 and a half, and it never had a prayer to go over. So I think this is kind of a game like that where the subjective just completely overrules the math just based on the situation.
I like that. Subjective overrules the math. They are flexible on this kind of stuff. They're not like so tunnel visioned on how they handicap. What is the lowest? I feel compelled now. What's the lowest people should be betting this?
I mean, we usually say a couple points of leeway on totals early in the season. So, right.
Well, we've passed that point.
I don't know what's that now. I don't have a screen up in front of me.
Well, so. I'm saying, Kelly, what do you say? I'm seeing 144. It was 143 and a half I saw a second ago.
There are multiple 143 and a halves I am seeing.
143 and a half.
So I still wouldn't play over. I don't know that I'd bet under 143 and a half. That's kind of far off, but
this is a sort of speculative answer, man. But what's the number you get to where you do start to think about playing the over? Do you even know?
On this,
probably nothing, right?
In this particular game, there's obviously a number. If you posted it at, yes. I'd probably play over at mid. I thought about playing the Army over last week, and I didn't, and. Like, I almost feel like the number you'd play over at's probably mid-130s. I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously, like, a game like this, shooting, so three-pointers are going to be more affected than inside play. I don't think Michigan State can score on the interior, so I think Gonzaga can. But Gonzaga can't blitz them like they normally would a team with their wide-open threes they have all game long, so. Yeah, I mean, it more affects a shooting, a team that's relying on jump shots. But if this is a game where it was two teams that could score inside at will, then it's probably less of an effect. I probably would consider an over. But I just in the 140s here, I don't even think you can think about.
Well, from
I don't think you can think about playing over.
Yeah, I don't either. Not at this number anyway. 148 all the way down to 143.5, I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Real quick, because we only have a minute here, but this is just a personal thing. Pepperdine is playing Fullerton. Did you do anything on that game tonight? Did you analyze that at all?
You know, it's ironic that you mentioned that game because I had Pepperdine overtyped to send you, and then it moved before I sent the text. So
Yeah.
So we did like the over there, but it moved before we got a chance to send it out to subscribers.
Don't sleep on Pepperdine, Michael. That's my college basketball advice back to you. How about that? A little two-direction college basketball advice there. All right. Pepperdine favored by 4.5, but the total has gone off now where it's not a bet anymore.
But that really has risen. That was 148.5 up to 154.5 in that game now.
Michael, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Friday. We'll do another one of these.
All right, thanks. Yeah, and everybody can go to handicapper.net to buy a package. One of the things with us, we do limit the number of subscribers we take because we want everybody to be able to get the line, and we're almost out of space. So if anybody does want to buy a package, I'd urge them to do it soon because I don't know how long they'll be available.
Michael Craig, everybody, who gets it in there. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Let's win the bet now.
All right, let's do it.
My man, Michael Craig at MJC257, but again, right angle at RAS Picks. They going nuts downstairs with the global move, or are they like already taking it for granted now that it happens every time?
Oh, yeah, already taking it for granted.
Yeah,
for
sure, move 5 points.
We've done this 3 times, Gil.
No problem.
It's not impressive anymore.
Let's come back. Let's talk to Matt Brown. Before we do that, why don't we give our NFL picks? The picks we're not really thrilled about. It's a strange week in the NFL. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game live from the South Point Hotel Casino, tip of the strip, right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Check out VSiN.com, by the way. Great articles every day, betting tools, picks at a glance. You can listen live if you miss any shows, show replays from all of our shows as well. And specifically this week and right now, you can go kind of find a few things. Tune into Saturday Bet Prep with Matt Eumanns for the Week 10 selections. From 15 handicappers vying for $25,000. Get details by signing up for VSiN's free daily email at VSiN.com/email. Today's email featuring a profile of contestant Chris Velika from ESPN, as you were saying earlier, Kelly. VSiN's UFC handicappers Lou Finicaro and Reed Kuhn breaking down the big UFC 281 card in New York on Saturday. You got a UFC plays? No,
but I got Jordan Sherwood on Big Bets later. Tune in for that. He'll have some UFC plays. Yeah.
Hey, how's Jordan doing? He's good.
Jordan knew well.
Uh-huh.
Jordan knew well.
So, in case you missed it here before the break. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Kill?
I was going to say, did you catch the betting cruise picture that was going circulating yesterday of me?
Oh, if you can we show that?
I don't have it loaded in the system.
Oh,
I'm sure the guy. I'm sure Wyatt can grab it from downstairs. But the
why did this? Oh, because we were talking about Hi-Li yesterday on the show.
Yeah, and it was an off show conversation about some of us South Floridians talking about gambling in South Florida, and it was brought up about the gambling cruises.
So someone went on a gambling cruise.
There used to be a special Kelly Bidlin night on those cruises.
And there's a picture of you at the age of, I don't know, 12, with full facial hair.
It was from 2015.
Oh, for 2015. But your beard is much, it's less.
Oh, yeah, much shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah, hair was shorter.
And you,
But Jordan was my partner in crime on that.
Oh, he was.
Jordan was the sales executive that set all this stuff up. So it was basically Jordan's way of just getting us out onto a gambling ship so we could gamble for hours in international waters.
All right, we get tweets. By the way, people should go and look at that picture of Kelly. We got to load it in the system.
We'll get it
in the system. People don't have to go anywhere. We'll get it in the system. We get tweets. In case you missed it just before the break, we had Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports. We don't do this often with Michael, but when we do, and we're going to do it every Friday this month, so we will do it frequently here now that college basketball started. But they move global markets. They just do when they make releases, especially college basketball. They do a college football too, but college basketball really is their bread and butter. And sure enough, that total, the Michigan State Gonzaga total, went from 148 down to 142.5 now, pretty much everywhere that I'm seeing. And we get tweets on this. First of all, angriest guy in New Jersey is so angry about it because he said he was talking about, I don't know what he's doing with a passcode. He's like, if for 1 second you think these books are not paying attention, We don't, by the way. We know they are. He says, you're going to love this. I tried to log into Caesars. They wouldn't send me the passcode. This has never happened, not one time. I get the passcode in like 30 seconds every time. Then he says he finally got his passcode, whatever that is. And he says they don't have the game because the game's on a boat. This is from Bruce Bowdiggin. Bruce Bowdiggin, who writes here. He says, because everybody's rat, he goes, oh, this is about the Megapod. He says, Brent doing 70s hockey. You're looking live at two guys with no teeth pounding the crap out of each other. this is from Vegas 724. 8 a.m. in stations does not have totals on many hoops games. Chris Heath, assuming it was a go, I got a under 147, and when I waited for the go, I tried to add, but it dropped to 145. Charles Boyle, got it at 147, down to 144. This is on text Michael Montesano, who won the Booby Prize. He goes, I got under 148.5.
Nice.
When it moved to 147.5, I bet it again. He goes, it's now 145.5. Now 143.5, LOL. And now 142.5, Michael. Everybody's sort of sharing their experiences with this. Oh, here's one. Jive Poker doesn't like us, Kelly. He says, Jive Poker says, did anyone get the number Gil and Kelly rambling on and interrupting during Go Cancel? Angry emoji. Could you explain what we're doing?
Yeah, sure. The business of radio, especially since we're out to about, what are we out to, Gil? Like 11 stations across the country?
Yes.
So we know the right angle process. It's hold for 30 seconds, okay?
We can't not talk.
We can't not talk because if there's dead air, radio stations around the country will say, oh, there's a signal problem for VSiN. Pull that show. So we have to talk.
Jive Poker's mad at us.
I'm sorry. That is I'm sure people at home say that every day about me. Like, why won't this guy shut up? But, like, we have to talk.
Jive Poker didn't get the numbers blaming us for it. Ed Golden is responding. Ed Golden, who runs Right Angle, he's responding to people who are like, I didn't get it. Well, and no one ever gets it. And he says, many people do. Don't assume that just because you don't, others are the same. He's right about that. A lot of people did.
I mean, the other thing is, you know, like the procedure is very important.
Yes.
Right? Like the part of load it in your bet slip, have it ready to go is, I mean, you have to. So as soon as you do say go, you can get that bet in.
This is from Bobby Gaskin. He says, Michigan State Gonzaga under 145. He says, can't even grab that anymore because Gil just sank the total. That wasn't me. It was the show that sank the total. Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports. And on with the tweets. We'll get to more of those later. But it's pretty cool. It's always pretty cool with them. Okay, let's do our NFL bets. Now, we've said this from the top of the show, which is, and we've both done really well in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Like there's,
yeah, it's actually been a good year for me.
Again, 20-7 on the Megapod when we give three picks a week. So that's awesome. It's been great. But when I go to five picks, there is some attrition off that, if you will.
We can't all be a Mal Shaw.
We can't all be a Mal Shaw.
Can't all be a Mal Shaw.
1 point out of the lead in Circa Millions.
It's wild. And he doesn't care. Like, you know, it's like me and Dave making a huge deal of it yesterday.
Wait a minute.
Mal just chilling.
Listen, he cares.
Oh, I know.
Let's stop.
But he's smart, knows there's a long way to go.
He knows.
Like,
there is a long way to go, right? Yeah.
And that's what we know how it works. A 1-4 week or an 0-5 week, you sink real quick.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, and there's nothing wrong with our records in Circa Millions. Mine is like just shy of 60%, which in real life is awesome.
Yeah. I haven't looked at mine in forever, but I would guess it's right around there too.
It's not gonna do anything to contest. But if I have a 1-4, then I just fall off a cliff also on this, right? Mm-hmm. From that's a good season to So this is the first week where I kind of hate my picks. And what I mean by that is what we said at the top, which is some weeks you're super confident. Some weeks you're like, those people don't know what they're talking about. I'm really confident in my picks. This is the week where I'm like, yeah, it's the prove me wrong week where all of them seem to be a prove me wrong. And whenever you have multiples of those, you're like, I might get proven wrong.
I'm okay with having one of those on my card.
So here's what I have in pocket already, and two of these will be familiar from guessing lines from the very first part of the week, because that's really been the good way for me to do this. Trust my first instincts on Monday when I get in here with Chrissy. I don't know the lines. I guess what they should be. Chrissy tells me what he's going to post. It's authentic. That's how we do it. Chrissy does not post lines here at the South Point till we finish guessing lines. I don't know them till I get in here. So Seahawks -3 was my guess for the game in Munich. Why? Because I have correctly, week after week after week, I have a certain value on the Seahawks. I have a certain value on the Bucks. the market undervaluing the Seahawks and overvaluing the Bucks to this point has been a cash boon for me. It's been an ATM machine. So here they are playing each other. Could I be completely wrong about it? Absolutely. Dr. Bob was on. He likes Tampa. Our buddy Adam Chernoff likes Tampa. There's a bunch of smart people who like Tampa. I'm not shifting. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And you'll finally be right.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. I took Seattle as the first thing I took this week. +3. Right out of the top. +3. Not at right at the top because I think it was 2.5. But when it got to 3.
Yeah, when it hit 3.
Bears -2.5 was the other one on the Megapod. Now, again, this is, do I think the Bears defense is susceptible without Roquan Smith, without Robert Quinn? Sure do. Miami took advantage. Could Detroit's offense, which has known to put up points, could they take advantage of it? Sure could. But I like that Luke Getsy and company have finally figured out how to use Justin Fields. So at -2.5, I grabbed the Bears. I guessed 4, I think, on guessing lines. So those are the two from guessing lines. The other one I added, and this falls under the category of prove me wrong, is the Titans at -2.5 against Denver, who's coming off of a bye week. And I'm just sort of like, all right, it's Mike Vrabel against Nathaniel Hackett.
I wouldn't put it like that, Gil. I added this one yesterday, too. Me and you were on this one.
Okay.
Like, Ryan Tannehill coming back,
yes,
I think is a massive deal.
I do, too.
And I hate Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
This is, like, the greatest Ryan Tannehill hater on the planet.
I was getting to him.
Saying that's a big, massive deal for this team.
Yeah. So those are the three bets I have in pocket. But again, for all of them, do I know smart people that are on the other side of all? I do. But this has gotten me to the promised land. I'm not the promised land, but it's gotten me to success thus far this year. I'm going with it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I crap out. Hey, at least I had 9 weeks of awesomeness with it. What do you got?
All right, we'll start with Seahawks. I've got them in a couple teasers. I might even do one more. I don't really care. Like, Gil, this is what we talked about. I mean, I was on the Bucks a lot beginning of the season. I was one of those guys that said, okay, this receiving core is going to get healthy. This offense is going to turn things around. We're going to see it. I think we've hit the point where people need to get over what this team really is and look at what they really are. I think tying this in a teaser, you took +3. I don't have a problem with that at all, obviously, but there's 2.5, some threes out there. I think it's the teaser leg of the year to me, taking +8 up to the Seahawks up to 8.5. Look, I tied it in with the Raiders when the Raiders were laying 6.5. You can get a much better number now, but I'm with Drew Dinsick on that one. It's the fine. You got to. A play caller that's never called plays before and a new head coach beat me. I can live with that result. Vikings, I took up to 10.5 when it was still at 4.5. Love that teaser. Giants, I laid 6.5 on the opener. Running game against Saquon Barkley against the worst run defense in the league. I'll take that. Titans, 2.5. And then I did a Dolphins Cowboys money line parlay.
I'm on that Seahawks Raiders thing, too. I think I'm going to have that in pocket as well. Coming back, Matt Brown's picks of the week. Next, Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Betting bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits. For every game at vsin.com.
Throwback read. You threw me off with it. The throwback read for the throwback crew here.
With Matt Brown here present. We should have had Matt screaming in the background.
Matt, I mean, a good producer would have done it.
I would have.
A good producer would have done it. Matt Brown, ladies and gentlemen, formerly a co-host of Primetime Action, now a co-host of The Final Countdown with Stormy Bonatoni and Matt Brown, weekdays 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific here, Monday through Friday on the network. How you doing, Mateo? How's it going?
I'm well. I'm alive. I was out last week because, I went to something that could have possibly killed me throughout the course of the rest of the evening. But I'm alive. I'm here. Everything's good to go.
Describe that moment. So Matt is an LSU alum. He went. Was it in the middle of the show you left to go to fly to Louisiana?
I did. I had to miss the last two segments of the show on Thursday. To get over there. And it was, listen, I did the show on the road on Friday from over there. But, yes, it was it was fantastic, man. I mean, like we were talking about it as far as experiences in that stadium, which I've had a few that were super, super memorable. I think that one, given the expectation of the game going in, given how the game started, where Alabama kind of marches the ball right down the field, all the things like that, like I think it was probably tops for me, actually.
Really? What would be another LSU memory that would rank up there with that one?
07 Florida was pretty crazy, and certainly that's the one that everybody is kind of comparing things to, because that stadium went absolutely berserk, and I was there for that one too. But I me and my friends have kind of come to the conclusion that this one was probably the
pinnacle.
Probably the best. Yeah, yeah.
When Brian Kelly, when it was apparent that Brian Kelly had decided to go for two, your thought was what?
I was screaming, we better go for two.
Okay.
Like, I was screaming, we better, because, like, you know, again, it's just so much variance and stuff. Like, if we can eliminate the variance that gave you a chance to win, just go win.
Take
right?
It.
I mean, like, yeah, exactly. So it was awesome. And I'll put it this way. I had some alcohol consumption before the game.
No.
I equaled that consumption post game that I had, like, pregame. Whatever. So yeah, it was good. I'm here though.
I don't remember what time we got a picture of a cake sent to us.
Yes,
that had something about Alabama on it. Right. So yeah,
a cake.
I think that was pretty late night Central time.
I'm amazed that he had an alcoholic beverage. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was
all
wonderful.
Right. Well, I'm glad you experienced that. What a great choice of a game to go to. Now cut to a shot of Matt like December 4th. I can't believe we're not in the playoff. I can see that coming too. All right, NFL. Let's talk about your NFL picks. First of all, how's the season going so far?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, you know, not as many teasers here the last few weeks, and that's actually paid off pretty good for me. I don't play enough totals, I think, and I think it's because it's just not my mindset, but the totals have been pretty good for me so far this year. So maybe something for me to adjust next season. I'm not going to, you know, reinvent things here in the middle of the year, but certainly something for me to take into consideration next year a little bit more.
All right, let us begin. You have a play on the Munich game between the Seahawks and the Bucks.
I do. I actually took the three, and then I went ahead and played them on the money line as well. And
there
them
you
being
go.
The Seahawks. Yeah, them being the Seahawks. If you take a look, guys, this is a team that, one, I couldn't have been more wrong about. Like, if I'm going to fail on a team, I'm going to fail awesomely, and I failed awesomely on this team. I had the alt under on Seattle for the season and their win total. They have already surpassed that in week 10. So it's pretty great. Like, when if you're going to miss, just don't even have a sweat, right? No sweat for me in this one. But look, the offense, I thought there was always at least a path for the offense to be decent, because you do have those two wide receivers. And I didn't think Ken Walker was going to be as great as he is. And he is one of the best young backs. And I think we'll probably be talking about him as a top five back as we enter next season. But man, I didn't think this defense with all these young players and have to really rely on all these young guys to contribute so early on. And look, credit where credit's due. Pete Carroll, for whatever reason, he's had a lot of good defenses in his tenure there. And he, I think, is building another one here with this one. If we look, guys, over and we shrink this down, first 4 weeks of the season, they were atrocious. No doubt about it. There's no arguing that. But then you shrink this down starting in week five. So now we have over half the season is a sample size. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are talking about a team in an EPA per play given up, sixth overall in the NFL. Success rate against, they are number one. They are the best defense in success rate against since week five in the NFL. And so, again, you just can't argue with what we're seeing over and over and over again on the field. And look, from a Tampa side, boy, tell me what to love about Tampa. I mean, like, I think the market is, like, still grasping at this. It's Tom Brady. Something's going to happen.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like, something's going to happen. It's Tom Brady. But, like, no, man, I think we're just not getting to the point where we're adjusting enough for how good Seattle is and how bad Tampa Bay is. And one of the things, another one of these narratives that I've seen kind of out there, guys, and so I had to do some digging, and I'm going to blow your mind here.
All right. It's like O's the mentalist.
Oh, it's like O's. Yeah.
It's like O's.
Yeah, I'm going to blow your mind here. It is this, like, oh, well, there's a big-time travel advantage for the Bucks because they're starting on the East Coast in Seattle. You know, you got to fly that extra time across the country.
I know where you're going with this.
It's less than an hour. It's because you fly over the North Pole. Like, so it's there's no travel advantage at all for the Bucks. And, like, people are using this as, like, a handicap of this game.
My dad used to tell me that he'd be like, what are you, an idiot? You fly over the Arctic.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick, yes.
It just goes, yeah. So there is no travel advantage. It's the same flight. So, again, I like Seattle. I like them on the money line. I found just under a 130, so I'd probably play them there. If you can find a three and you want to put that in your back pocket to make you feel comfortable, sure. But I think they win this game outright.
Kelly and I have said it all morning, and I've said it all week. That was the line that I didn't understand on guessing lines. Prove us wrong. And if you prove us wrong, good on you. It's not like we didn't have the 5 weeks before this of success.
The other thing with the travel, Matt, is like, hey, guess what? It's a long flight, and then like maybe someone has an hour or two advantage. Like, it's still a really long flight. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It matter either way.
Yeah.
All right. And plus, as we found out, I mean, and you can do calisthenics on that flight. You can do, you know, things like that. So, I mean, like, you can make the flight better.
Yeah, it's frowned upon, but it's allowed. All right, what's next? You got a bunch of sides here.
Yeah, so I like the, well, look, this number I just threw on there because I think this is more of a lesson of, hey, if you pay attention to games and what are happening in games, and then when these openers come out, like, I was able to grab a Vikings plus 7.5. And I understand that number's long, long gone, but this is more of a, hey, look, if you're watching a game and you see a star quarterback get hurt and then they post a line of over a touchdown for the game the following week, jump on it and then see what happens and go from there, right? I mean, you can always buy off your position. You can always whatever, but that was only going to move in my direction. That was never going to go against me at all. And so that was more of just a, hey, look, here's something that you can do when you're watching these games on Sunday. Jot down some notes every now and then and say, hey, if this line is a little freaky because, you know, they lost their starting XYZ or, you know, two of their linemen went down, and I don't know if that's going to be factored into these opening lines. Another way, you know, I think that we can try and make ourselves better betters.
All right. And then the other one is a different kind of line move where our buddy Adam Chernoff, because we know it was him because we were on the air when he released the pick, he liked the Texans. And so that Giants line crashed and you got him at 4.
Yeah, I, when that hit 4, thanks, Adam. I know Adam. I know Adam well, and I appreciate it. Look, it is, if we're going to move lines because a disgruntled wide receiver is back at practice and a rookie wide receiver is back at practice and Nico Collins and Brandon Cooks, by the way, they're still getting passes from Davis Mills. Like, they're still having to catch passes from one of the worst quarterbacks in all of the NFL. And look, will they get a little bit of running success on the ground with Pierce? I do believe that they will. But the Texans' run defense is historically bad. Mm-hmm. It is one of the absolute worst run defenses we've ever seen. And so they are not going to stop Saquon Barkley so long as he is healthy. And I'm going to knock on wood and say, you know, again, so long as he's healthy, but he's healthy right now. And they're going to run for days all over this Houston team. And eventually Houston will run into a brick wall. They'll find themselves in a 3rd and 8 and a 3rd and 9 that Davis Mills has to convert. He's not going to be able to do it. And so I loved when this thing hit 4. I thought it was absolutely the way to go. And listen, I'm a Brian Daboll believer as well, right? I think that this guy is a sharp coach. And so this is our first Brian Daboll out of a bye game. We have not seen this. And so I think if anything, we're going to see an even better version of the Giants. I do believe, again, in him and coaching staff and all of that. So I think this could even be a better version of the Giants.
He's a Daboll-iever.
I'm dipping back in. I'm going with Matt. I laid the 6.5 at the beginning of the week. Completely agree. They're allowing over 180 yards rushing a game.
Matt got us all fired up. We've gone from like hating our picks to, yeah, our picks are great. That's what I thought. All right. And the last one, you have a couple teasers here at the end.
Yeah. Just a teaser. 49ers Broncos.
Okay.
I mean, look, I know teasing teams down has not really worked out great so far this year, but I mean, I look at it like this: with the 49ers coming out of a bye, Debo healthy again, this defense getting a little bit more healthy, I think the Chargers could play their best game of the year and still lose this game. So I like the 49ers, and then I'm holding my nose and just playing the Broncos up to the 8.5 in a super, super low total game.
All right. Matt, don't leave Stormy in the middle of the show. Don't do that again. It's not nice.
Hey. We got an understanding.
Okay. An understanding. So I picture Stormy going, where are you going? As he goes away. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
Matt Brown, everybody. Co-host of the Final Countdown with Stormy Bonnetone. Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Burke joins us next to talk college and pro.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks, when you wager with BetMGM. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well, producer number 9. We have a pro tip of the hour. Kelly, you ready for that?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Don't always stick to your numbers if there are outside factors to include. For example, playing a basketball game on a boat.
So it's so true, though. I mean, we talked about it with the right angle crew.
The handicap was great. There's too much wind.
Yeah. Who was it with the quote of, the shots were off and the target was not finding its spot?
It's your pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only, though, at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We get tweets at Beating the Book, people still reacting to the Michael Craig segment where they gave out the under on the Gonzaga-Michigan game. Ben Carey, Mike Craig giving out the under 147.5 in the Gonzaga-Michigan just a few minutes ago. He actually gave out the 148 under. He said, love to see being on the same side as these guys. A. Brown, currently located in Virginia, where you can't bet on games involving Virginia-based teams. Imagine the volume of my audible no when Mike initially gave out the Richmond game. So glad it was a cancel.
That's great.
Yeah. Kenny G, Morningill put my bet in. They went back and it moved 4 points. Great show. Thank you, sir. Peter Watry, I'm also in the bakery business and now think that a numbers game bake-off with Chance Copperpot is in the future. Remember, we had a lot of bakery guys calling.
Oh, man.
Bill Hooker, we going to see any I Believe in EGA shirts? I assume he means in the VSiN store. We do have an EGA shirt. We have an EGA shirt when she won the 2020 French Open with exclamation marks all over it.
I remember you talking about it.
Oh, I got one.
I haven't been to the shop in a while.
I've been to the shop in a while, too. VSiN.com/store, right? Or is it VSiN store? Anyway, go to the
website. It used to be VSiN.com/store.
Now what is it?
I don't know. That's what I was going to say. Let me see it.
C2C Hoops. I had both my phone and TV stream running for your show for the right angle release. The phone was 5 seconds ahead of the stream. That 5 second difference in mobile and stream speeds made a difference for sure.
Yeah, VSiN.com/store.
There you go. VSiN.com/store. Oh, Rich Copro, for the next time they're on, could you include game time with the rotation number? Some apps, like William Hill, games are in chronological order per game time. Yes, we can do that.
Oh, it's absolutely we will. And for all the the rotation number guys out there, that's the opposite. That's what other people got to deal
with
sometimes.
Right. Last one here. Scott C. at CScottyBook17 says, my boss doesn't understand that the right angle sports pick relief is more important than my morning meeting. Oh, wait, one more. Anthony. Quote, well, they're playing on a boat, unquote. End of analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Burke. The glue that holds this operation together, Wes Reynolds and Adam Burke, they are the glue that holds this whole operation together. Adam's kind enough to join us in studio again. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm excited. The hot stove is warming up in Major League Baseball, so looking forward to that.
We were just talking off air. Where's Aaron Judge going to end up? I think it's Yankees or Giants. I think. One or the other.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are odds floating out there in certain places where the Giants are the favorite if he doesn't return to the Yankees. So, I don't know. I mean, the only other option is the Dodgers, right?
Oh, but he grew up on the Giants. He's really going to believe in the Dodgers? What about Jacob DeGrom?
Well, you talk about where, you know, who guys grew up on. He's a Florida native.
Yeah.
Braves fan growing up. Ooh. I mean, that would be interesting, right? He opts out from the Mets and then winds up going to the Braves. With that said, does Steven Cohen really let him get away?
That guy wants to win.
Yeah. So, and I think it's interesting with Judge, right? I mean, I don't want to do this to you early in the morning, but how close are the Giants, do you feel like? You know, like the Yankees can at least keep being a factor in that division for a long time. How close are the Giants?
The Giants they have a smart enough front office where they make themselves close,
right,
even though they shouldn't be. I'll answer it
that
way.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's really fair. But they are behind the Padres and the Dodgers.
I would say so, but they have – I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you factored this into your model. There's a little something called Giants magic that exists.
That's true.
Yeah.
Even years, right?
Want to see something magic or magical right here? This is Kelly Bidlin. This is we referred to this earlier. This is the cruise. They used to have gambling cruises in Florida. Look at this kid right here. This is almost as good as the Slow Jam CD. This is Kelly Bidlin sans the huge beard.
2015, man.
Again, here, 12 years old in 2015.
Jordan Sherwood, my partner in crime on this.
Were you literally like the lure for people to come on this cruise?
Oh, yeah. It was
were
part
people
of it.
Like,
was,
you know, I'm on the fence, but, oh, Kelly Bidlin's on it.
Yo,
I'm going.
There was like a whole 8 people that showed up the first time.
Yeah.
I think it swelled to about 11 the second time. Good times on the Blue Horizon, though.
Sorry, Adam. I didn't mean to interrupt your.
No, that's fine. Yeah. A lot of boat talk here in this segment.
Oh, a lot of boat talk. All about boats. All right. Are you doing the hit later with the talking about betting odds in New York? Is that you were doing that later today?
No,
you're not doing that today.
No, okay. I'm doing the Ohio show with Jeff Parlay.
Ohio's
coming up after this.
With Jeff Parlay. Looking forward
VSiN
to it.
VSiN Sports Betting Hour.
All right, you have college football plays. What do you like? You like one tonight?
Yeah, I like one tonight. I like Fresno State tonight. I think they blow out UNLV. UNLV, nice start to the season for the Rebels, right? 4-1. They had a close loss at Cal, but since then they've dropped 4 in a row. They've been outscored 140-45. And then tonight, they face Jake Haener and Fresno State. And Jake Haener, in his 2 games since coming back against San Diego State and Hawaii, 721 yards, completion rate 78%, 7 passing touchdowns. I just don't think UNLV can keep up tonight. And also, they got off to the good start, but I think teams have adjusted to what they're doing, and Marcus Arroyo is just not a very good head coach. Decent recruiter, not a good head coach. So I think that's something that benefits Fresno State tonight. I laid the 9.5.
All right. Just roll through the rest of your college football. What do you got tomorrow?
Yeah, so tomorrow, look, this is kind of a rare thing for me to do, is to take a big favorite in a lower totaled game. But I'm doing that with Illinois. Now, they're not a huge favorite. They're 6.5-point favorite against Purdue. But wind, once again, a factor in Big Ten country. Purdue can't run the football. They have to throw it with Aiden O'Connell to be successful. They could not do it last week against Iowa. I don't think they do it this week against Illinois either. So Illinois was the right side last week, too. They outgained Michigan State by about 150 yards, but they were 1-for-6 on 4th down. So, you know, obviously, those are essentially turnovers. So they lose that game 23-15, but they were the much better team in that game. I think this line is a little bit cheap, given the conditions and also given the optics of Illinois losing to Michigan State. So I laid the number with the Illini here in this one.
All right. One more college, or is that those were the two?
So I don't know how much I love this play, but I thought it was kind of an interesting thing to look at. Alabama and Ole Miss under the total. Now, I know this one's gone up to 64.5 most places. I played under 63.5 earlier in the week, but Ole Miss wants to run the football, right? They've got Quinshon Judkins. They've got Zach Evans, the TCU transfer. Alabama's run defense is still very good. Their pass defense is the problem. So does Lane Kiffin actually let Jackson Dart throw it around the yard in this game? I don't think so. I think he wants to keep winning with the run because he feels like he can. And for Alabama, you know, look, they just don't have the same level of talent on the outside that we've seen them have. Jahmyr Gibbs has had to be a receiver more often than not. Bryce Young is still great, but Ole Miss plays at a pretty slow tempo as well. I don't know if there's a lot of explosive plays in this game. I took the under. I'm on a little bit of a bad number at 63.5, but I think under 64.5 would be my play there.
64.5 is what we're seeing. And now consensus. To the pros on Sunday. You have a thought on the Munich game as well.
Yeah, I like Seattle. I agree with everything that Matt said in the previous segment about good the Seahawks have been over the last several weeks. And Geno Smith's been great all year, but it's the defense now that has really stepped up for Seattle. They've made adjustments on the fly. The Buccaneers are a very one-dimensional offensive team, as we know. And I agree with your sentiment that people, and also Matt's, people just want to keep expecting Tom Brady to do something, pull this team up. I don't know if he can. So I think the Seahawks, I had the +3 earlier in the week. You sprinkle the money line as well like Matt did. I think Seattle wins this game over in Germany.
Yeah, prove us wrong. I'm very content with that play.
I'll pay to see it, basically, is what it is. I'll pay to see Tom Brady and the Buccaneers play to their potential
here. Yeah, for sure. No, good way of putting it. All right, what else on Sunday?
So I like the over 50.5 in the game between the Jaguars and the Chiefs. You know, Jacksonville's offense has gotten a lot better as the season has gone along. And I know people have been critical of Trevor Lawrence. They've kind of been questioning him. But Travis Etienne, since he took over as the feature back, he's averaged over 6 yards per carry. And Lawrence, if you look at some of the advanced metrics, drop back success rate, drop back EPA, they're actually having kind of a borderline top 10 season from a passing standpoint. So I think they can move the ball a little bit in this game. And obviously we know the Chiefs can move the ball on anybody. One of the best offenses in the NFL, best pass offense in the NFL. I think this is a high-scoring game here. So I took the over 50.5 in this one.
Over 50.5. You want to squeeze one more in real quick in 20 seconds?
Sure, why not? Jared Goff on the road outside at Soldier Field. It's going to be chilly, wind chill around 30. I have to take the Bears in a game like that.
You're with me, baby.
Reports coming out of Bills practice, Josh Allen not there right now. At
not
least.
There.
Not we, during the media portion of practice. Yeah.
Which we all kind of assume, and so does the market, most importantly. The market has assumed that he will not play, and it seems to be trending that way for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I happen to think it might be more than 1 week, but we'll see. Time will tell. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Always fun.
Always fun. Kelly Bidlin, Sean, Kevin the corner, Isaiah, Wyatt downstairs, everybody helping us out. We appreciate it. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.